Life Audio.
Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm excited to have Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum with us again. Dr. Teitelbaum is a board certified internist and nationally known expert in the field of chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, sleep, and pain. He has authored numerous books, including the best-selling From Fatigued to Fantastic, now in its fourth edition. He is the lead author of numerous studies on effective treatment for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, and one study on effective treatment of autism using NAET. He also developed the popular free smartphone app Cures A to Z. Dr. T lives in Kona, Hawaii. To learn more about Dr. T, you can email him, and we'll include that in the show notes as usual, and also we'll include his websites as we always have before. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. T.
Lauren, it's great to be with all of you because, again, chronic pain, you know, over 20% of the population needlessly suffers from it. Mm-hmm. You've got well over 50,000 a year, if you believe some of the numbers, over 120,000 a year dying from the drugs that treat chronic pain. And say, like Motrin type medication, Celebrex, that's 50,000. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at 120,000 street drug deaths a year. To be honest, mostly not from the narcotics, but from the laws that drive people to get fentanyl overdosing. That's a whole other topic. Most of you will not need narcotics for pain, but mm-hmm. those who do, our societal thing of treating like drug addicts is insane. Mm-hmm. It is a tool that some people need, but we're going to teach you how to get pain-free mm-hmm. without needing street drugs. Let's just put it
ideally,
that way.
Ideally, for sure. So, give us an overview of types of pain. Just give us a roadmap of where we're going, and then let's do a deep dive into each one of them.
So here's the thing about pain. Mm-hmm. Number one, most doctors are clueless about how to treat pain, literally. Literally, you go to a regular MD for pain management, you're just out of luck. So what is pain? Mm-hmm. Pain is not an outside invader. Pain is kind of like the warning lights on our body's dashboard saying that something needs attention. Mm-hmm. It's a signal our own body creates. Mm-hmm. So just like you have an oil light, if the oil is low, or you have a too hot light, if that's too hot, or the oil meters flashing of your gas gauge, or the gas gauge, the gasoline is going too low, and there's all these different kind of lights. So there's seven main types of pain warning lights or oil lights. And the nice thing is that instead of the medical approach of putting a Band-Aid over the warning light or smashing it with a hammer or cutting it out, if you put oil in the car, the oil light goes out. If you give your body what it's needing, mm-hmm. pain goes away. So mm-hmm. we're going to talk about the seven main types of pain. You can categorize them to give you an idea of if you're having, muscle pain, your body wants this. If you're having migraine pain, your body wants this. If you're having nerve or inflammatory pain, what it's telling you and how to make the pain go away.
Awesome. So let's start with fibromyalgia, since you've written so much about it, muscle pain. So tell us a little bit about what that's specifically telling us.
Good. So fibromyalgia is actually a cascade approach in the body, where we have cascade failures of one system following the other, which then it's like dominoes, tip them all over. It's a wonderful area to study. This has been my main area of research since I had it in 1975, and it actually knocked me out of med school and left me homeless, which was a really good way to learn. I mean, it motivated me for certainly.
Oh, do it.
it worked. And so I've published many studies since. So what is fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia is telling you that your body has an energy crisis and you have tripped a circuit breaker. So it is saying restore energy. It will trigger muscle pain, because muscle pain is low energy. Low energy muscles are like a spring. It takes they naturally contract. It takes more energy to stretch the spring and relax it than to contract. That's why, now this is counterintuitive, but if you think after a heavy workout, you come home and you say, "Hey, honey, my muscles are all tight, not all loose. Can you give me a back rub and work out those knots?" Low energy equals tight muscles equals muscle pain. Fibromyalgia equals low energy, which not just causes the muscles to shorten, but trips circuit breakers and it causes the cascade effect, whether it's low energy from infections like long COVID, whether it's some chronic situational stress and toxic people or work exposures, all kinds of things. But what our research showed, and this is randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled research and the rest as well, is that if you optimize energy production with shine, you optimize sleep, hormones, infections, nutrition, and exercise as able, not too much, just enough to prevent deconditioning, 91% of people improve with a 90% average increase in quality of life. It doesn't matter if the people have been bedridden for 20 years. And this is a circuit breaker that clicked off. You can go in a house, the circuit breaker's been off for 50 years, nothing works. You turn it on and all the lights come on.
So, and let me ask you, how mitochondria play into this, and what do you do about them specifically, or do you address them directly?
Well, mitochondria are the source of energy production. The source of the energy crisis is that a number of things, either the mitochondria don't have the energy, or the mitochondria are purposely being shut down by your body to starve infections of energy.
I see. Okay. So as soon as you get rid of the need for the mitochondria to be shut down, then they're just going to come right back on.
Not necessarily. Very often, that's part of it. You go after the infections, but sometimes it gets stuck. And what you need to do is you need to almost jumpstart the mitochondria. You need to energize them. And for example, let's look at two of my most recent studies. If you give a thing called HRG80 red ginseng, and if any of you with fatigue, just write that down. HRG80 red ginseng. In fact, I think, because that's what I take before radio shows myself. That I have this is the thing I have on my table here.
Okay.
These are chewable. I get the tablets rather than the capsules. They're much more cost effective. They're not. They are not expensive. Take half a tablet. You will find. I'm in Hawaii. I woke up about 20 minutes before the show. So
that's always nice.
Do that. and you'll find within minutes your energy skyrockets. In our study, 61% of people who had the worst form of fatigue and widespread muscle pain had improved quite considerably. With an average, usually about 60% increase in energy, dramatic improvement in cognition, sleep, decrease in pain. So simple things you can do. So for fibromyalgia, easiest thing if you have fibro is email me. Write this down. My address is fatigue, F-A-T-I-G-U-E, D-O-C, at gmail.com. Ask for the fibromyalgia or long COVID or CFS, whichever, information sheets. And I will send you a couple sheets that will detail here's what to do and point in the direction of putting together the comprehensive approach. You can get well. There are 9% of people these days, and maybe a little less, who have fibromyalgia that we are not able to help. Usually the ones to sensitivities. Everybody has sensitivities with this disease because the immune system's off, but you can get better.
Amen. Awesome. So let's talk about inflammation pain. So where is this typically coming from? Where do we need to start looking for the root cause?
So we started with muscle pain, muscle being low energy. Muscle pain, even without fibromyalgia, that's well over half of chronic pain in this country is coming from muscle pain. And you need to realize your doctor has no clue how to do an exam for muscle pain. And except for this kind of theory of, yeah, there's muscle pains and give them muscle relaxants, does not even know it exists. Go to a naturopath, go to a chiropractor, go to somebody who knows muscle pain for that. Number two, inflammation. Second most common cause of pain. If the body senses an injury or an invasion, things along those lines, it's going to send the rescue teams. You know, the ambulances will be going. They're going to be seeing traffic shut down because they're letting the rescue cells in to come and, you know, wall off the area and clear out the debris and That's called inflammation. You can tell that's present because the area is red, hot, and swollen. Or because you have a condition that ends in the words itis, I-T-I-S, like arthritis or appendicitis. So to turn off inflammation, there's an herbal mix. It's called curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Not to be confused with curcumin. It has a very highly absorbed one, but it's a mix of four things, which has been a pain relief miracle for people. It can be taken with other pain medications, with other herbals. Give it 6 weeks to start working, but it is amazing because you'll have several key systems of inflammation. One is called COX, cyclooxygenase. That's what the Advils and the Motrins and Celebrexes and all those medications attack. They poison those systems. Then you have lipooxygenase, which is other thing, and there are all these different things. So in medicine, what do? Instead of balancing these systems and clearing out the debris with blood, with things called like nattokinase, or increasing our own natural endorphins, like you can do with DLPA, what do we do is some fairly poison one system, killing 50,000 Americans needlessly each year with these medications. You won't hear about the research showing these deaths in the main media because these companies advertise. And as the editors make very clear to the writers, you lose me an advertiser, you're fired. So again, it's better. Advil is much safer than pain. But natural ways in head-on studies are far more effective for the inflammation, far more effective for the pain, and you have side benefits instead of the side effects. So what do? Again, take the Curamin. If you have an injury, or even if not, if you have the red swollen, topical comfrey, a wonderful herb that speeds wound healing and inflammation. It's called trauma plant. Rub it over the affected area 2-3 times a day. So hot, red, swollen, inflammation. Itis at the end of the name, or if it's an autoimmune pain, it's either muscle fibromyalgia or inflammation usually. And these simple things will dramatically help.
And it sounds like there's going to be a dozen between fibromyalgia and inflammatory pain, since you've mentioned infections, chronic infections in both cases. So theoretically, they could have both simultaneously, right?
You can have all seven. In fibromyalgia, all seven of the kinds of pain that we have on the list, if we get to them all today, are normal, are commonly seen. So yes, and you'll see most kinds of pain will trigger secondary muscle pain. And if we only learned how to do a simple exam, it's easy. Do I want to know if there's muscle pain here? I put the muscle between the bone and my fingers. I push, and if I can reproduce a pain, it's muscle pain, unless I have a bone fracture or something. This is not rocket science. Then you learn how to find the trigger points. I mean, it's like chess. You can learn chess in 5 minutes and takes a lifetime to master. That's the same with muscle pain. But it sure is nice to have that 5 minutes at least. Your doctors don't even have the 5 minutes. It's crazy. So, yes, these two definitely travel together, Lauren.
And the SHINE protocol that you'd mentioned is also a way that you could go about dealing with root cause while you're doing things like the Curamin in order to handle the inflammation and everything.
Absolutely.
Okay. So tell us about migraines. What is the mechanism behind them and what's really going on?
Migraines have a lot of different things going on. Migraines at their core, well, at the significant part, are myofascial pain. They are severe pains in specific muscles where you get the tight muscle knots called trigger points that are referring pain. There are several specific patterns to migraines that tell you which trigger point is going on. So if you have somebody who's really good with myofascial pain, who has magic fingers, and she can go in and go and gets coming from here, right, and push on and go, oh my God, you just reproduced the whole pain thing.
Right.
They can also release the muscle, or even if they know how to do dry needling or acupuncture or any of a number of ways to release that muscle. So going directly after it is very nice. But migraines, specific things, vitamin B2. Called riboflavin. Cheap, get it at any drugstore, any supermarket. In the double-blind studies, they used 400 milligrams a day. So that would cost you about 10 cents. Not expensive. So in the study, you give the riboflavin for 6 weeks. And after 6 weeks, migraine frequency decreased by about almost 70%.
And what's the mechanism behind that?
It increases energy production dramatically. So those specific muscles and the blood vessels are able to go ahead and hold their proper position of strength. Magnesium also helpful. So I will give riboflavin plus 200 or so milligrams of a good magnesium. Frankly, I'm going to give a good multivitamin. Most I don't think are. I like one called Clinical Essentials Tablets. I take two a day myself. It'll have the magnesium. It won't have 400 of riboflavin, but it's enough for many people to do the job, especially after the first 6 weeks. So the Clinical Essentials. But again, after 6 weeks, it goes down. If you... My phone app, there's a free app called Cures, C-U-R-E-S, capital A-C. It's worth downloading to your smartphone. There's a $2 upgrade. It's a one-time thing. You know, most of the information is in the free app, but you can go ahead, look up migraines, and it'll go, okay, here's what's causing it. Here are the studies showing this, what the Butterbur does. The most single effective treatment for migraine, acute migraine, even more effective than having morphine is intravenous magnesium. It will eliminate an acute migraine 85% of cases completely within 45 minutes. The only thing more effective for an acute migraine is decapitation. But the, you know, hey, medically, medically we looked at it. We go, decapitation can't do that, but oh, really expensive? Yay, let's do that. You know, that's kind of the medical approach. Not maybe paraphrasing it a bit. But the, you know, the problem with the magnesium, if somebody is able to give IVs, if you go in the emergency room, they can set up an IV in 3 minutes. It's easy. The big problem with giving magnesium as this treatment is that it costs 5 cents. It's cheap. So doctors, nobody is telling the doctors about the research. And it's impossible, virtually. There are three exceptions in American history where something low cost has been able to be put through the FDA process. But normally it's $400 million to $2 billion per item, per treatment, to put it through the regulatory process, which means if it's cheap. Ain't happening.
So it sounds like there's kind of like a dovetail as far as the migraines between the muscle component and the vascular component. And you're saying that because riboflavin is one of the electron carriers into the mitochondria, that that's how it relieves the pain. Could you therefore use the same treatment for people who have an energy deficiency for muscle pain? No,
it's a funny thing because even though there's similar streams, there are differences in each river. There's difference in each current. And the mix of processes going on in the migraine, it has the muscle, it has the vascular component, it has the neurotransmitter components, it has a number of things. So for that unique mix, that high dose of the vitamin B2, not B6, B2, is very, very good. Where normally for muscle pain, I'm going to give a 50 mil. I'm going to give the Clinical Essentials because it'll have about 50 milligrams of each of the B2 vitamins, or each of the B vitamins. It's not going to have the RDA or ridiculous dietary allowances. It's going to have optimal levels and optimal forms of these things. And so, yes, so for That's why there's things I can talk about people in general. And yes, people are this way, and kitty cats are this way, and doggies are this way. But even if you then take a group of dogs and a group of kitty cats or people, there are going to be differences and nuances. So as you're noticing.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And you'd mentioned that for the fibromyalgia and for inflammation, the SHINE protocol is really helpful for those things. What about for migraine? Where do people go to get more root cause?
So for, again, for migraine, number one root cause would be food sensitivities. And if you look at the app, it'll talk about here are the percent of people with migraines that have each of these key food sensitivities. If you email me, you can ask for the, it's a door through app elimination diet. It's a kinder, gentler elimination diet. Elimination diets are a pain in the arse.
You know?
But
sure.
This one is an easier one to do.
Okay.
She made it for kids. You can email me and ask for the free elimination diet info. So you do that, do the vitamin B2, 400 milligrams, do the magnesium, maybe settle with the clinical essentials after. And then there's, you know, the app will talk about other things that you can do. I mean, there's a lot, but this is how I would start.
Okay. And tell us about nerve pain. What's actually going on there? Why does it happen?
Nerve pain is interesting. We've seen getting back to the mitochondria, the energy systems of the body failing with pain, either that or outside invaders, trauma, infections, things along those lines. Most doctors don't know, but the research shows that nerve cells have their own little like pacemaker cells. In our heart, we have the big heart muscle. And then it's kind of like, you know, like when you're having everybody rowing a boat together, but you got one guy beating out the drum that beats out the beat,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And if that person had a mosquito kept peeling and he was going, hey, stop me out, like that, you know, then
right.
You get this erratic kind of a beating. So the nerve cells have their own pacemaker cells. They're biochemically different, not the same. But when energy levels for a certain type of energy in the nerve cells drop, those cells start firing. And the nerves exhaust and get in pain. So you need to look at the things that are damaging the nerves. And how do you tell it's a nerve pain? Does it feel like an electric shooting down your arm or leg? You can see that from muscle too, but it'll be a different pattern. But if you have burning, you know, numbness, tingling, numbness and tingling by itself is 44% of people with fibromyalgia have that. They're called paresthesias. I've never seen it turn out to be anything dangerous or worrisome. It's just, that's a different thing. But if you have pain, burning pain with numbness and tingling, especially in the extremities, you probably have neuropathic pain. And how you optimize that and give your body what it's asking for with that, optimizing and healing those pacemaker cells, lipoic acid, 300 milligrams twice a day. Again, nerve pains get injured slowly usually, and they take a long time to heal. Give it 3 to 6 months to see the effect. I'm going to do the clinical essentials multivitamin because it'll have the B vitamins and other things that are needed in it. I will do acetyl L-carnitine, 1,000 milligram, not L-carnitine, but acetyl L-carnitine. So it gets into the cells where it's needed. 1,000 milligrams twice a day. And give that 4 months to start working. You can take these with any of the nerve pain things. If you have nerve pain, you can email me at fatiguedoc@gmail.com. I'll send you and ask for the nerve pain chapter. And I'll send you the chapter from it's pretty extensive. Other than the natural things that can help, or most common ones, over 30 natural and prescription and over-the-counter medications that can help, the order to use these things in, how much time to give. So just ask for the free nerve pain chapter from my Pain Free 123 book. Yeah. Please don't tell the publisher I'm giving it away for free.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, but it's but that way it'll, because again, if those of you with nerve pain know that this is not fun and it's a complex area. So the nerve pain is a real biggie. One of the worst pains there is outside of reflex sympathetic dystrophy, which is currently called CRPS. I'm an old curmudgeon. I don't, when they change names for no good reason,
you stick with the old one.
It's still RSD to me, damn it. It's like,
right.
But for those of you who had an injury to an arm or a leg, Or it could be up front of the body, too, most commonly in extremity. And suddenly, over a period of weeks to months, that was the worst pain you ever had in your life. Was that area you find that you went to doctor after doctor and they couldn't find anything. And people walk in the room, you put your hand behind your back or your leg behind your back so nobody would accidentally brush against it and cause horrific pain. So that's very often you want to think CRPS, complex regional pain syndrome, or RSD. Those of you who have had the diagnosis, you know what it is, and do not get amputated. The pain will not go away. I've seen people do that. They said, I'm just going to have it. I said, the pain will not go away. And then they had no arm and no leg in this case. And no thing. This is now treatable. It was 30 years of my going, every pain conference I go to, I would ask the experts and the people on the stage or the people in the audience. You can find experts there because these are the people who have been treating this stuff. Some of the people on the stage are experts and some are idiots. Sorry.
With everything, right?
They're basically, hired by the drug company, pharmaceutical advertising department that is sponsoring the conference. That's most conference speakers, most continuing medical education. To quote a past editor of a Harvard major medical journal, is slick advertising masquerading as science, slick pharmaceutical advertising. So sorry if I get a little bit, I warned you, I get too much of it. My job's here to represent the listeners and the public, not the industry. I won't take money from the industry. So anyway, they're good people. They're all good people, but it's so the what you're going to find with the RSD is and CRPS is now treatable, but the easiest thing to do is email me at fatiguedoc@gmail.com and ask for the CRPS information sheet. That is called sympathetically maintained pain, where the nervous system itself, not the nerves, but the autonomic nervous system is constantly firing, and it's triggering the pain by getting in a feedback loop where it keeps firing. There are many, many things, thank God, now that can help that pain dramatically. And Lauren, what I'd like to do is talk about brain pain, because we talk about all these chronic pains, and there are more that we can talk about. But what's the common denominator that happens with almost everybody who has chronic pain of any cause? It's called central sensitization or brain pain. Because remember, pain is not an outside invader. Heart pain is like our body's warning light, flashing warning light, warning system saying something needs attention. So say the oil is drifting down and it gives a little light red, and then it keeps drifting down and it starts flashing a bit on you, and then it keeps drifting down till you're going to burn out your motor. And say if it was a well-done oil light, there'd be a wah, wah, the body is more sophisticated than our cars. So it amplifies the pain. When you have pain that is chronic, you keep having it and you don't give your body what it needs for the pain to go away, the brain starts amplifying the pain.
Because it's shouting louder.
It's shouting louder. It's the mechanism is called microglial activation. These are cells that are like the gardeners in the brain. They're usually friendly hay seeds, like straw hats, chewing on a thing, fertilizing the brain cells. I'm just so metaphorically, but, and they're kind of mild-mannered cells that are just tending to make sure the brain cells are all happy and well-fed and taken care of. But say they suddenly see weeds, like infections. Or weeds like chronic signals of pain that are getting too much. They go from mild mannered to like crazed, farmers like pulling out those weeds, those don't belong there. It's like crap. And they start going attacking the area where the cells are in, what they perceive as the damage. But the cells become innocent bystanders, the brain cells. And that's called microglial activation or central sensitization, central pain. There's a bunch of names to it. It was the marketing companies were thinking, hey, that's a new concept. We can try to market. So several pain medications at about $8 a pill came out. Looking at some insane price, trying to use that when they're really affecting other things. But there's a very simple, in many ways, to take her central sensitization. Mm-hmm. I will note that because of the central sensitization, likely, there's an increase in dementia risk mm-hmm. in people with chronic pain. Yeah. Now, before you feel like, oh my God, it's, you know, I see horrible pain, I may as well kill myself or something, it's the risk of taking Prilosec and Nexium is probably as high or higher in causing dementia. Mm-hmm. Those medications shouldn't, in my humble opinion, although they're dangerous, I'll rarely use them. Pepcid is a good safe antacid. So mm-hmm. it's not only pain, you know, mm-hmm. I know you feel, but for those of you with chronic pain, low dose naltrexone,
mm-hmm. yep.
find a holistic doctor who can prescribe that compounded medication, mm-hmm. Or perhaps people have been known to be able to find it online. That's pretty safe. Mm-hmm. But the low dose naltrexone, standard mm-hmm. naltrexone is a narcotic blocking medication. Mm-hmm. So if you're taking narcotics, and I don't consider Ultram and that tramadol to be a narcotic in that family. I will give both together. Mm-hmm. But the 50 to 200 milligrams of naltrexone is given to narcotic addicts because they won't get high. Mm-hmm. They can take a shoot up the heroin. They won't feel a thing. Mm-hmm. So they have them take it to discourage the drug use. Mm-hmm. So at 200 milligrams blocks narcotic effect. Mm-hmm. At 3 milligrams a day, well, let me say 1/1000ths of a milligram a day, it increases the effect of narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. Mm-hmm. At 3 milligrams a day, it doesn't do either of those.
Mm-hmm.
It balances the immune system. You know how when your computer breaks and you got a problem, you call tech support, what's the first thing they tell you to do?
Reboot.
Okay. And the low-dose naltrexone seems to reboot the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Which includes the central sensitization, the microglial aspects of that system. So if I had to pick, oh God, say if I had two things to pick out of everything I talked about today for chronic pain,
mm-hmm.
From a prescription, and it has to be compounding pharmacist, right. Or your regular doctor can, but they won't look at the research. There's countless studies showing it works, but it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So none of those good-looking drug reps are coming in and going, honey, my medication, here's, it's literally, you think I'm kidding?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. These are cheerleaders that they hire as drug reps. Mm-hmm. And granted, you know, I'm a geek. I'm a science geek. For me to get a date is good luck. I mean, like I mentioned the other time, the most beautiful girl in the world to me had a thing for science geeks, so I knew God loved me and she married me. But, you know, you watch these things coming in. But if you find a holistic doctor, or better yet, call the compounding pharmacy in your town.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them what doctors, especially pain doctors, prescribe low-dose naltrexone.
Mm-hmm.
Not just will you find a doctor who will prescribe it, you'll find a good pain doctor.
Yeah,
because the compounders will tell you that, because mm-hmm. they'll have pain creams and other things they're making too.
Mm-hmm.
For low-dose naltrexone, can't use it if you're on the narcotics
mm-hmm.
regularly, but it's worth weaning and using other things for the pain mm-hmm. if you can. If you can't, there's other ways to turn off the microglial brain cell activation.
Mm-hmm.
But start with the low dose, get the liquid and maybe a half a milligram. If you email me for the low dose naltrexone information sheet or LDN information sheet, mm-hmm. I will send you the free information sheet. But you just slowly add it on. After you're at 3 milligrams or 4.5 milligrams for 2 months, it starts working.
Mm-hmm.
You stop it before then, you will have no idea if it's going to help.
Mm-hmm.
But it is magic.
Mm-hmm. Certainly can be, for sure.
Well, with so many kinds of pain, most autoimmune diseases, fibromyalgia, long COVID, and then the Curamin, that mix is a pain relief miracle. I mean, mm-hmm. what I have on hand myself, I mean, I'm clumsy. There's a good reason I'm not a surgeon. I mean, you
know, yeah, that'd be bad.
And I was walking down a cliff with some friends of mine doing some cliff walking in Hawaii, and it was muddy, and took a tumble, and down, you know, black and blue from head to toe. And what I did after they helped me back in the car is I took the Curamin and slathered myself in topical comfrey like it was a sheep dip. I was expected for 6 weeks I was going to be out. Next day, I was fine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, these things are amazing for pain.
Sure.
But usually give it to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So anyways, My book, I'm going to give a shameless plug, my book, From Fatigued to Fantastic, mm-hmm. even though it focuses on energy, mm-hmm. because low energy is so critical in pain. Mm-hmm. About a quarter of the book is on addressing each kind of pain. Mm-hmm. And also it'll go through sinusitis pain. It'll go through abdominal pain. It'll tell you how to distinguish what's what. Mm-hmm. You know, you have an abdominal pain. A lot of that is muscle pain. Mm-hmm. And doctors don't even know the muscle pain exists. Mm-hmm. You'll go through $20,000 of tests looking at CAT scans and MRIs and biopsies and the whole thing. But mm-hmm. if they just went right under, if this was the rib, bottom of the rib cage, mm-hmm. and here's the abdomen, and they're just poking on the abdomen, and then they went up with their fingers and pushed on the bottom rib of the rib cage, mm-hmm. and pushed right along. If they have right upper quadrant abdominal pain, you'll find they give about 5-10 pounds of fingertip pressure, you'll reproduce the pain, confirming mm-hmm. it's just a tight muscle there. Do mm-hmm. the same in the ribs and the back for what people think are kidney pain. Mm-hmm. Do the same in the bottom of the pelvis for a lot of different kinds of pain. There's a pubic bone and things where you do that. If you're, again, if you're pushing with your fingertip over a bone, mm-hmm. and you don't have obvious injury to the skin or the bone, mm-hmm. and you can reproduce the pain, mm-hmm. it's muscle pain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not pushing on any organs when right. you're doing that.
Right.
You know, and you're not causing a shooting nerve pain. It's muscle pain. Mm-hmm. And you put a heating pad on the damn thing. Take an Epsom salts bath. Right. The Dr. Teals has a nice Epsom salts with hemp in it, with THC or with hemp mm-hmm. seed in it. And so put a cup or two in a bath of hot water. Mm-hmm. Those are magnesium salts, and soak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting rid of pain is not necessarily either complicated or expensive. Mm-hmm. Unless you go through the standard medical system,
mm-hmm, true.
In which case it's ineffective and complicated and toxic.
In many, many cases, unfortunately, that is true. So what have we not talked about with respect to pain that you should make sure you leave with our audience?
I think that we should focus on two other quick things. One is allodynia.
Okay.
Which is where light touch hurts. You can't even wear clothes sometimes because mm-hmm. even light touch hurts. That's an NMDA receptor antagonist issue and blah, 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 blah. But what that boils down to is the medication ketamine uh-huh. Actually settles down that chemical system, the NMDA system,
and
settles it down. Mm-hmm. So pain specialists can't, what they'll try to do mm-hmm. is, well, you have this horrible pain, come on in for $1,000 intravenous ketamine treatment every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Your insurance will cover it, but it won't cover it, but it's $2,000.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I don't think I can afford that. It can be very effective. Mm-hmm. So you need to know two little secrets mm-hmm. for that, if you can get the doctor to do it. And once they've done the first dose, because it's a hallucinogen, it's a dissociative anesthetic, mm-hmm. and leave people high as a kite. Unless you do it topically, in which case it doesn't. So there's a good argument to suck up the cost for the one. If you have severe enough pain, like you have the RSD, it's very effective. Mm-hmm. But before you do the first one, let the doctor know, I can't afford ongoing. But mm-hmm. there are, now that you can get it from a regular pharmacy as a nose spray, it's about $800 a dose, mm-hmm. and the insurance won't pay for it either mm-hmm. most of the time. Or a compounding pharmacy can mm-hmm. make it for about $3 a dose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, instead of $3,000 every once or twice a month, I could do that.
Hey,
and it's just as effective. Yeah. So knowing that, and it becomes more effective. Sometimes it takes a few doses to really settle it down, but the allodynia pain, neuropathic pain, for the neuropathic pain, I would note, if you find a holistic doctor who has an infusion center, lipoic acid can be given by infusion very, very effectively. Mm-hmm. This is all in the neuropathy chapter of the book. But you want to go ahead and for severe pain, do the low dose naltrexone, mm-hmm. but know that they can make pain creams. Mm-hmm. That's 7-8 different pains, creams, medications, all in one. They're not super expensive. I mean, they're not cheap, but they're not expensive.
Yeah.
And you can rub it over the area, and after about 2 to 6 weeks, especially if it's a topical, a local you know, not too deep, like a nerve pain that's not this far deep below the skin, but travels along the skin, or the allodynia, you can, the topical creams can make a big, big difference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you have that severe allodynia where you can barely wear a muumuu and you're thinking, okay, I'm about to have to live in a nudist colony because I can't wear any freaking clothes because it hurts so much to touch. Knowing these alternatives, mm-hmm. kind of nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. You've alluded several times to how people can contact you for a variety of different info sheets, but tell us one more time, how can people find out more about you?
My email address for the information sheets is fatigue, F-A-T-I-G-U-E, mm-hmm. D-O-C, like doctor, fatigue, doc@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. If you're a practitioner, let me know you're a practitioner too, so I can gear the information for how you can treat people. Right. Yeah. If you have the problems, just know what you have, fibromyalgia, undiagnosed pain of what sort. You know, I have chronic sinusitis, I've got chronic abdominal pain, they don't know why. You know, I've got arthritis, they can't help. I've got, you know, the allodynia or nerve pain, mm-hmm. and or RSD, whatever. And so I can know which sheets
to send
you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Please don't just say send everything because I have hundreds of thousands of words of stuff.
Sure.
Let me know the specific
right.
issues that are going on. And mm-hmm. happy to email the no charge. This is just part of, you know, we all have our hobbies, shall we say. And once I was homeless with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, and they said, of course, well, we don't know what's wrong with you, so you must be crazy. You know, I had to drop out of med school because I was paying my own way and
right.
no money, no job. Couldn't work.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what it's. Yeah, it's kind of part of life's experiencing. My goal since I learned how to recover was to make effective treatment for these things available for everybody. Mm-hmm. So you're letting me help you mm-hmm. is helping me to fulfill a purpose, a game, a fun goal. Mm-hmm. Whatever language,
whatever you want to call it,
as how to bypass the system that's just busted, you know, the medical system when it comes to pain, it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So, and they don't, it's not like they don't just want to give the information, they are effectively blocking anything that's cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're good people. There's nobody saying, well, we're going to leave you in pain. What they're saying is, well, for the safety of the public, nothing can be recommended for treating a disease unless you pay a $400 million to $2 billion regulatory fee. So you want to talk about the research on that herb, mm-hmm. it's a free country. First Amendment says you can once you pay the $400 million fee.
Sure, yeah.
But who's going to pay that? You can't.
Yeah, of course.
It's not patentable. So mm-hmm. no bad people. It's just we live in a system full of really good people where this system is broken.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. For sure.
So here's our way to bypass that system.
Yeah, that's great. So I will put the show notes to that. Thank you again, Dr. T. This has been great.
Well, it's, Lauren, always a pleasure.
Yeah. Are you looking for a holistically minded healthcare practitioner who truly treats root cause rather than symptom suppression? Unfortunately, even in the alternative healing professions, this isn't a given. That's why I've created wholehealthdoctor.com, a resource to help connect patients to healthcare practitioners in their area who share a root cause philosophy. Alternatively, most of the practitioners listed also practice telehealth. So if there isn't anyone local to you, you can still find a great practitioner to help you regain optimal health. Go to wholehealthdoctor.com. That's wholehealthdr.com. Type in your location or just the specialty that you're looking for and find the practitioner who's right for you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.